Power Hour Nation. It's amazing to be with you. I don't know what else or where else I'd rather be or who else I'd rather be with than you. You are a fantastic audience. We appreciate you and thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. If you are new, thepowerhour.com. Don't forget thepowerhour.com. Thepowermall.com are two websites. You can get great products and great information all at the same time. And Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun today. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Daniel Estulin. I haven't talked to him this morning. He's not in. He's in a different place. So we're making sure we're going to. I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's going to be any problem, but
might be.
There might be. But there might be. Daniel Estulin's going to be here in about a little less than 30 minutes for interview, getting ready for his webinar next week. We'll learn more about that and what he thinks about everything that's going on. He is one of the most unique conceptual, analysts, geopolitical analysts that there is out there. And we're excited to have him.
I agree.
John Ellis, he's an education reform expert. The topic, the breakdown of higher education. Why has higher education, quote unquote higher education, turned into what it's been? He's going to break it down, you know, what you can do differently. Well, the thing is, it's more than money. Money has moved it.
Yeah.
Money.
Bribing all the people that write the books.
All the Chinese influence donations.
Exactly.
Thing. So we'll do news before then, and so much more. So glad that you're with us. A couple world news stories. Irish people are repaying debt of gratitude to suffering Native Americans 170 years after the potato famine. A repayment of gratitude. In the make, 170 years in the making has rekindled an affectionate bond linking the great Irish potato famine of almost two centuries ago with a Native American tribe in Oklahoma suffering today from the coronavirus pandemic. Remember the article they went to, or the news they went to these Indian reservations and did, you know, they pushed these flu shots, the holdouts they were offering, was it $200?
Yeah, $200.
The final holdouts, they said, well, we'll pay you $200 if you get there.
And everybody else in the reservation was jealous.
If the government wants to pay you $200 to do something,
run.
Maybe think twice. Yeah, run. Go get.
It's like the pharmacist. We'll give you $5 for a flu shot.
Yeah, CVS was giving you $5 for a flu shot. They give you a $5 coupon. You can go buy, I don't know, some chocolates or candy from the thing. They'll give you $5 to get their flu shot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In 1847, when Ireland was experiencing years of starvation due to potato blight, the North American Choctaw tribe joined a compassionate campaign in the U.S. to help these strangers an ocean away. Despite their own suffering, having been forced to relocate, the tribe pooled their pennies and raised $170, which is almost five grand in today's money, to send to the Emerald Island through a relief fund. Well, today, Navajo and Hopi tribes have been hit hard, and now Ireland is returning the favor back to them.
That's excellent.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That is a great story.
Venezuela enacts strict price controls amid coronavirus pandemic. Basic goods now priced higher than minimum wages. Price control.
Couldn't know that.
Price controls lead to shortages.
That's correct.
That's what happens. Amid a continuing rise in coronavirus cases, as well as burgeoning hyperinflation, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced the return of strict price controls. They think this is going to help. I don't know. I mean, maybe in the short term it will. Long term, price controls usually don't help very much. But when you have an economy where, you know, you can't work, it's impossible for you to work and make enough money to even, I mean, maybe it's the only thing. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
I mean, it's different when, you know, what's his name? Nixon created some price controls in America. There still was a base of an economy and people are making money.
Yep.
So, it's two different kinds of situations. You got a big percentage of people in Venezuela that are digging in dumpsters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going to U.S. News, Ventura County, California. I got this from Tommy, and this, alarmed Tommy and certainly alarmed me also. Quote, we will be removing people from their homes, end quote. Contact tracing gone wrong. This is from Before It's News. Ventura County, California just announced that they will be removing people from their homes if they test positive for COVID-19.
I wouldn't go.
Well, I would like to know how they're going to test. I mean, how did they test?
With the phony ones that are already contaminated.
Did you see the ones? What was that country? They're testing the tests. You know, they were doing trials of the tests, and they were testing fruit, and the fruit was tested.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They test a goat, and the goat was.
Yeah.
I mean, like random things. They probably test a piece of a paperclip.
I wouldn't trust
the paperclip tested positive.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them.
Well, especially when they're talking about taking you out of your home.
Oh, I know.
If the individuals are not able to isolate from the rest of their family, they will be removed. If there's only one bathroom in the home and one person tests positive, they will be removed from the home. So if you live in a one-bedroom, one-bathroom house by yourself and you test positive, they will remove you and put you in. Now, the next question is where? But then all these times that we said, they're putting in, like little medical gulags here, medical concentration camps. Oh, that's a theory. Is it?
Or the friendly FEMA camps?
Or maybe, well, never mind. I'm not going to even go there. This is concerning. Pay close attention to this talk. Oh, if you have the virus, you're getting removed. If you want to go somewhere, you got to have, my wife, I should get in here to talk about that. She got an email, something to the effect, and she's asking me about it. It was from an airline, Frontier Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling her that they want to be the first, or they want to take steps to ensure safety on the airlines. They want to make sure you wear a mask, and for you to fly, you need what was the word she used? Like a health certificate from your
doctor that
you're okay to fly. Mm. Here's our girl, Shelley Luther.
We love her.
Her GoFundMe page is up to about $500,000.
Love it.
She deserves every cent
for standing up for her rights. God bless her.
For everybody's rights.
Everybody's rights. Yeah.
Dallas Salon owner Shelley Luther speaks out after release from jail. Dallas Salon owner Shelley Luther, who was ordered jailed for 7 days Tuesday after she violated a local coronavirus-related business closure order, joined Hannity for an interview yesterday, hours after her release. Luther said she's feeling much better after being allowed to go back home and told host Sean Hannity she stands by her decision not to apologize as instructed by State District Judge Eric Moyer.
There's the evildoer. Yeah.
Judge Eric Moyer.
And the great thing is, he's up for election in a couple months. So
he might be in jeopardy.
We got to do everything we possibly can to get him unseated.
He might be in jeopardy.
I hope so.
And if you don't know the story, ladies and gentlemen, she has a salon. The people working there at the salon are basically having trouble feeding their children.
Right.
And so she's that's it. Forget it. We're opening.
Yeah. She makes a decision, an economic decision for her and her family. Put food on her.
We're opening.
Yeah.
And the cops come and give her a ticket. Well, we were forced to. We'd had no choice. I don't want to hear that.
No.
I'm tired. No, forget it.
Yeah.
This is not, we're going to go back to Nuremberg. Is this Nazi Germany?
That's right.
Forget it. I am not backing the blue anymore until they back my rights.
Right.
When they back my rights, mm-hmm. I back the blue. When they don't back my rights, I don't back them. Out of hand, as an institution, it is no longer American. It is no longer. You can argue with me all day long. You are wrong.
Absolutely.
It is no longer a patriotic act to support these institutions out of hand.
Nope.
So Luther said, that was the last thing I was going to do, honestly, meaning apologize. I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to apologize. That's an American.
Yeah.
Moyer, the judge, the evildoer.
He is an evildoer.
Gave Luther the option of avoiding prison if she apologized for what he described as her selfish behavior, paid a fine, and kept her doors closed until Friday when hair salons across Texas can open with restrictions. Did you get the, here, Matrison just walked in. Did you give her the microphone?
Yeah, well, all right.
Just give her the mic. Just hand the microphone to her. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
There we go. Yeah, we practiced that like a NASCAR pit stop. Did you get the email from Frontier? What?
Okay, I got this email from Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, say what it says.
And this is their newest initiatives about the coronavirus. It says, we have introduced a variety of intensive new cleaning procedures, including aircraft fogging with a disinfectant that kills viruses, as well as requiring health certificates from every passenger during the check-in process, whatever that means.
You got to go to the doctor and get your...
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's what it means.
And they're going to, let's see, the flight crew has to wear masks, and they're now requiring that all passengers wear face coverings as well.
Okay, so everybody has to wear a mask, and they need... Now, what's the certificate? Read the certificate part again. It's very vague.
As well as requiring health certificates from every passenger during the check-in process.
There is no way that's going to stand. Because you telling me that everybody who goes up there to check-in, where's your health certificate? What do you mean my health certificate? I'm here to fly. What are you talking about? You know, what percentage of the... Well, you can't... Are they gonna cancel half the flight because... Maybe. I don't know. They get the money from the government. They don't need you to fly, probably.
Don't worry. I'll write you out
one. Yeah. You want one, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Uncle Kevin is taking orders.
I'm an expert on that.
Is that all it says?
Yeah.
A health certificate from read it, that part again.
They're requiring health certificates from every passenger during the check-in process.
And it doesn't give any other information about it?
No, but I did read that some pets have to have a health certificate in order to board. So they probably started with the pets, and now they're moving to the adults.
What is this, the USDA? What is this? We're going to be stamped prime now? We're going to stamp grade A if we can go on? This is another level, or the beginning of a level social distancing.
Well, if you have a health certificate then and you're healthy, then why should you have to wear a mask?
Another great question, with they can't give any viable answer, I'm sure. It's all optics and dog training. I went to Walmart yesterday after the interview with Doug Rocky, and I started running my mouth there. You know, those masks don't do anything. I interviewed, somebody very high up in the military who was, very high-level NBC training, nuclear, biological, chemical. And it just, they don't care.
I know they don't want to lose their job.
Well, I started talking to some just people. I said it loud enough so people could, people there could hear.
Did you notice?
Notice what?
I got my clay.
Oh, you got your clay on your wrist. Yeah, your wrist is bothering.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Okay, a health certificate. All right, bye. Say bye to the audience. They.
Bye, Power Nation. We love you.
There you go. A health certificate. What does that mean?
What's next?
Well, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
I can make a health certificate. I got a health certificate.
And I got one of them stamps. Look pretty official.
Yeah. I feel good.
Yeah.
Certified.
Certified.
It is certified.
Yeah.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good.
And we can get it notarized.
California sheriff refuses. Oh, we're talking about Shelley Luther. I didn't finish this story. That's pretty much the end of the story. She's out. I've texted her back and forth.
I hope she comes on.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
I've texted
man.
Her.
I love so we'll, that lady.
Yeah, we're very excited. I'm sure she's getting inundated.
I'm sure.
Hannity's calling. But we did have her on, since she was very responsive. So we'll see if she. Oh, that's what I was going to text her again this morning after she got out. So I'll text her again. Maybe on the break, I'll text her, see if we can get a hold of her. California sheriff refuses to enforce state's coronavirus stay at home orders. This is good news. The sheriff stands up, listen to his logic. It's a little flawed. He did not use the Constitution. That bothered me, but at least he
stood up.
The sheriff is standing up saying, enough's enough, you're nonsense.
And a guy in Arizona did the same thing.
Yes. Doesn't make sense anymore is what he says. Here's his, Sheriff Chad Bianco. So we want to highlight Chad.
Okay.
Chad, I'll back the blue. I'm going to back the blue. Well, actually, he's a sheriff. He's not blue. He's a sheriff. I'm going to back Sheriff Bianco. Because he's doing some good things here.
Yep, two bells.
I support, two bells
two
for Sheriff
bells
Bianco.
For sheriff, two bells.
Now, where's the rest of them? Why is it just one or two or three piecemeal sheriffs here? See, that's why I don't back the blue off out of hand anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says he refuses to make criminals out of law-abiding business owners exercising their constitutional rights. They don't have constitutional rights.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have constitutional rights and providing for the families. Anyway, quote, it's time to get back opening up our businesses and letting our people do what our normal business activities are. And you just can't arrest somebody for going out and exercising in public or not wearing a mask. It's the same time they're trying to force me to release criminals from jail. At least he sees the irony of this. They're trying to force the sheriff to release criminals, murderers in some cases,
in some places.
From jail, but now they want to arrest, Shelley Luthers of the world for trying to feed their family.
Something's wrong with that picture.
They want me to make criminals try and support a family. It doesn't make sense anymore. He says anymore. Well, it never did make sense, Sheriff, but that's why I have a little issue. The government should not be picking and choosing who gets to open. It doesn't make sense that a small business can open, but we can all go shoulder to shoulder in Costco and Home Depot.
I agree.
Great logical that we talked about this. The virus is not deadly at Walmart, but it's deadly at the local Five and Dime.
Seems to be that way.
That's one heck of a virus.
It is.
But we can't responsibly go into smaller businesses, do what we're supposed to be doing by keeping apart. Bianco said residents can act responsibly and don't need the government being our parents. That's the greatest line in this whole thing.
Love it.
We don't need
love
the government being our parents. The number of cases in the area, quote, are not coming out like they told us. So people need to be able to get back to work and provide for their families. Great. Great news.
Yeah.
The biggest story of the day. You know, well, we know the biggest overarching story. Uncle Kevin's, I think, has it.
I got it.
Okay.
Well, you
got to
put overarching in it. I get it.
But the biggest story of the day, and this happened yesterday, is Michael Flynn being exonerated.
Yes.
All charges dropped.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The basics of it have and a lot of people in news, a lot of our listeners don't listen to Fox News. Let me give you the basics so you understand the magnitude of what went on.
Shoot.
An FBI agent interviewed Flynn pretty early. They had one interview and then another one. And at the end of the interview, at the end of the interrogation, so to speak, he concluded that Flynn was not lying. There was nothing there. Don't bother Michael Flynn.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have, after this point, other agents, including Peter Strzok, completing, you know, a higher level. How deep it goes, I think we're figuring out. But without question, they have some smoking gun evidence here. They conspired to see how could we entrap Michael Flynn. We need him to either resign or to arrest him on some charge.
Yes.
That was their intention. They went in there with their intention.
That was the intent.
That is against the law.
Totally.
That is criminal. It's actually treason, especially you're talking about
high government officials.
High government officials to try to entrap him in the Logan Act, which is a very serious charge. These are very serious charges to entrap him in this.
I don't even know if anybody ever got charged under that Logan Act. That goes back to 1790 or something.
Well, they went after him in this. Then we find out in the documents he had one interview and they recorded it or they wrote it down and it said XYZ. They said on Thursday, November 25th, you had dinner. What kind of dinner? I went to Domino's. I had Domino's pizza or I had Pizza Hut pizza. He said I had Pizza Hut pizza. They changed it to say, no, you had Domino's pizza. So now they interview him again later and says, on November, blah, 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 Thursday, you had dinner. What kind of pizza did you have? I had Pizza Hut pizza. Liar!
Yeah.
You had Domino's pizza. Here it is right here. I'm going to show this to you. You better admit to this. Take this lesser charge or we're going to throw you in jail for 20 years. And of course, the system, the weight, how can you resist and overcome this? If they want to get you, Flynn's, he's not a rich man.
No.
He's got some resources, but, he basically used them all up just to get...
He had to sell his house.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's insane what they did to him. Hope he gets a good lawyer and takes him to the...
On the heels of this, Trump calls for dirty cops to pay big price for Russia probe after release of transcripts. This is a big deal. This is a big deal.
Yeah, when you get the president saying that, it's a big deal.
Judge rules it is a crime not to wear a mask. This is in Texas again.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on in Texas?
It's all them crazy influx from California.
Well, these are judges. These are judges that are doing this. These aren't the people influx. These aren't people from Texas moving there. These are judges. A judge in Harris County, Texas, ordered residents to wear face masks in public for 30 days. As we know, this is very important. We get very good. It's not this is information you actually use that actually helps your life. Mm-hmm. Doug Rocky, an expert of expert. There is nobody
on the planet.
Well, there's a few people, but not many.
Not many.
there's not many people. I have not seen anybody that is more of an expert on any of these Fox shows, on any of these other things, in any of these directing from the CDC. None of them are as expert as Doug Rocky is.
I agree.
And has dealt at the level that Doug Rocky has on bioweapons, on all these things.
On all of the above.
Doug Rocky, our own Doug Rocky,
yep,
says a mask is useless. In fact, it's worse than useless because you breathe in lint and then you create a medium for bacteria and virus to grow.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. So that is the truth. A mask is less and worse than useless against this virus.
Right.
Let's be clear. So now the judge is a medical professional now. Mm-hmm. He understands all these things.
He probably got a whole bunch of them in the cell.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was among those who pushed back against the order, calling it an overreach, driven by hypocrisy and hysteria. Well, how about by ignorance?
Yeah.
Let's start
or
there.
Grade. We'll have to go dig in and see if
well, let's just start ignorance.
Part of the company.
Let's just start ignorance. Hidalgo's mask order faced several legal challenges, including a court petition by Dr. Stephen Holtz, which say the order is unconstitutional.
It is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Can't make somebody do that.
Governor, basically, you're getting a medical procedure and risking their, I have a right for free association. I have a right to get out in public.
I don't want to breathe my carbon dioxide.
I don't want to breathe lint
either.
Governor Greg Abbott ended up overruling the order, saying the county could not collect the fine. Many other states and other countries, including Germany, have imposed fines for not wearing masks. I'm surprised Germany. No, I'm not surprised Germany. I shouldn't say that because of Merkel.
Because of Merkel.
But Germany usually is very logical, very, you know, Germans are usually very, this is very illogical. We're not going to do this. Well, this is one of the most illogical things possible. Oklahoma House of Representatives votes to nullify Oklahoma Supreme Court. The Oklahoma House voted in a party line vote to reverse the decision reached Monday by the Supreme Court that absentee ballots do not have to be notarized as required by Oklahoma law. Then the House turned around and said, yes, they do.
Good.
By law. Do you see what these judges are trying to do? You have absentee ballot, you got to have it notarized. What's the problem?
What's the problem? Yeah.
What is the problem? It's like requiring an ID to vote. I mean, what is the problem? Or some kind of record, or somebody knows you at the local. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why you vote in a school by local people that know you.
Yeah.
You know, the whole process is supposed to be, oh, hi, Tom. Hey, you want to vote? Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, who are you? Pedro, you don't speak a word of English? Can I please have some ID?
Yeah.
Oh, no ID required, senorita.
Yeah.
Making fun of me, whatever. If people want to get offended, be offended. I don't care. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I agree.
We dilute our vote. What's the problem? Stay tuned. Daniel Estlund, cross your fingers on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You hear that music, you know it's a feel-good broadcast, end of the week. I hope you have a great plan for this weekend. Our first guest today is needs a little introduction, but I'll give some. He's a geopolitical analyst. He's a conceptual expert. He's a conceptual genius and has opinion and a voice that is unique and needs to be heard, especially at this time. We're very proud to have him on. Of course, he's a source of the webinar next week. We'll get into that, talk about that. And my good friend, Daniel Esslin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to be on the show, as always.
The first story I want to go to is California. They're talking right now, Ventura, California, that if you test positive for COVID, they can take you, or they feel, they're telling you, they can take you out of your home. Do what with you? I don't know, but take you out of your home. This is pretty stark and dire. What does it mean to you?
Well, you know, let's look at the facts. 19 residents of Ventura County, California have died so far from COVID, apparently. That's 0.002% of the population. Now, most places would consider this a statistical error, a rounding error. But in Ventura County, it's 19 people too many. So the county government has now launched a contact tracing initiative to hire 50 investigators, maybe even more later, to track down people who might have COVID, immediately isolate them, and then find every one of their contacts to isolate those people as well. So they also state that if someone has COVID and is living in a home with other family members, they say, and I'm quoting, we are not going to be able to keep the person in that home. So this is, again, mass surveillance apparatus that effectively amounts to a snatch and grab, whether it's adults or actually worse, especially if they're children. So you get a knock at the door and they're forcibly removed from your home and taken away, as used to be in the good old days of Stasi and the KGB in the 1950s and 60s and, you know, in the middle of the night, from your family because some county bureaucrat traced you to someone who might have the virus. It's like a pre-crime, but even more ridiculous. I mean, if you look at the words they're using, it's up to the government now to decide who gets to stay in their own private property with their family. And so again, if you kind of look at this, you understand that what we're dealing with, Daniel, is scientific dictatorship. You know, immediately when I saw the story, I had to read the kind of, you know, the title a couple of times because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You remember the Brave New World, Huxley? He centers on the scientific methodology for keeping all populations outside the elite minority in a permanently autistic-like condition, actually in love with their servitude. When Huxley was speaking at the California Medical School in San Francisco in 1961, he said, there will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tear, so to speak. In other words, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for the entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it according to them and according to global governments because they, the people, will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution. Now, H.G. Wells, another part of the global elite, his way of thinking, this wasn't a conspiracy, but rather that one world brain functioning as a policy of the mind. But in order to have this concentration camp without tears, which is what we're seeing globally today, in Canada, in Europe, in Russia, in China, in Latin America, and parts of the United States. And that's where the cybernetics come in with the behavior of whole complex systems known today as social engineering. It is a living history of social engineering that concerns me more than anything else and how it is evolved from the old-fashioned electroshock therapy to the modern-day group short therapy and group think. Now, you know, one thing that empire builders like the Rockefellers and the Soroses and the Rothschilds and the Bill Gates and company, they have always known, persuasion is key to setting up fascist movements. And that's one of the reasons why initially, going back to the 1950s, oligarchical foundations were investing exorbitant sums of money on cybernetics and why the same foundations are spending billions of dollars today on social networking technologies in order to change what people believe and what they do. And that's why what we're seeing today, first, it doesn't surprise me at all. And second, it's a call to arms for the United States because, again, we are facing a global war on society.
How concerned should we be? How concerned are you about the push and the talk for mandatory vaccines, some kind of emergency COVID vaccine?
Well, I mean, I think it's fairly obvious. We have to be very concerned, especially if we understand what's behind all of these vaccines, what's behind this global policy. Because again, you know, you have national policy, then you have another thing called foreign policy. But most people don't understand that above national foreign, there's another policy called global policy. And that's where all these vaccines and everything else that's done on the World Health Organization level is actually designed. Global policy are global processes. And global processes, Daniel, are controlled processes. For example, when a 13-year-old girl ODs on heroin in school, now she didn't decide to kill herself because she liked heroin. She's a number. She's a victim within a global transformation of society to a no future generation. If you start pulling the string, where did she get the drugs from? Who sold her the drugs? Who gave the cover to the guy who sold her the drugs, et cetera, et cetera? Eventually, you're going to get to the Queen of England and the global, you know, drug apparatus run by the British Empire. It's not very difficult. So when we're talking about vaccines, we're talking about, you know, this push for the post-generation, post, you know, collapse society, vaccines and control play a very, very important part in this. And needless to say, to have a vaccine, you need to have a pandemic, quote unquote, and they've created this false pandemic called coronavirus.
The economic situation, they seem to go hand in hand with control. If people have money, people have opportunity, people have jobs, it's a lot harder to control them. That's changing pretty rapidly. There's some headlines, Zero Hedge, 52% of small businesses think to go out of business. Half of Americans aren't even working anymore. Discuss the impact here. What are we looking at?
You know, exactly. These are the headlines from today. Okay, for the first time ever, more than half of the U.S. population is not working. I mean, these are numbers, you know, they're awe-inspiring numbers. Before the collapse, we had 100 million Americans unemployed, 100 million. So when Trump talks about 3.5% unemployment, these other people don't even count because they've been out of job for, you know, for generations. But there's 100 million unemployed Americans. You can Google it there. Over the past 4, 5, 6 weeks, we've added another 33 million unemployed. Now, if you believe Pentagon, if you believe International Monetary Fund, American unemployment rate is going to go to about 35%. It's already at 15. Wow. In other words, if America's total employment before the crisis was 164 million, 35% is about 50 million, 55 million. And for you, if you add another 100 million, which were unemployed before, there you have it. Half of America is unemployed. Add to that, that there's 131 million Americans on prescription drugs. Add to that that there's 50 million Americans before the collapse who survived thanks to food stamps. Add to that that 25 million Americans are legal alcoholics. Add to that 1 in 7 do hard drugs every single day. You're looking at a no-future society. And needless to say, if you're the global liberal banking parasitical structure, you need to destroy the United States, which is, again, is a symbol of liberty, of pursuit of happiness for the entire world, and as a beacon of hope. So needless to say, what you're seeing in the United States, not only the fight between Donald Trump and the people behind him against this entire global liberal banking financier parasitical Wall Street apparatus, it's the fight for the future of humanity. We are in the post-capitalist order, and we're going to have to define after Trump wins the re-election in November 2020 what this world will look like. Will it be a human civilization or inhuman?
I want to spend the rest of the, we got about, probably 12, 14 minutes or so left. I want to spend the rest of this time getting into this webinar. We have had, obviously people have requested certain things. You know, they want to get more for you. I've explained to people a little bit, you know, you can't just come on air on national airwaves and say certain things and people want deeper information from you. They obviously value who you are, your perspective. I certainly do. And they want more. That's kind of the genesis. We talk back and forth. Hey, let's do this webinar. We're very happy to support it and to facilitate it here. Why are we doing this webinar next week? Why should people pay attention to it? What are they going to learn from it?
Well, there are many reasons. As you said, you know, there are certain things, you know, if we said it on the air, we'd get in trouble. Nothing would happen to me because, you know, I don't work for Power Hour. I'm very happy to be a collaborator and come on weekly, almost weekly, and work with you guys. But again, there are certain things you can discuss in private, and there are other things you can't, which is why one of the reasons you have secret societies, like, you know, private organizations like the Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations, because there are certain things they cannot discuss in public. They discuss them in private, and then they make these private discussions part of this liberal banking, global, you know, policy-making decision. But what we're going to discuss in private, needless to say, cannot be discussed in public because they, the powers that be, they will go after Power Hour, and they will make an example of you. We don't want that. What we want is people to be prepared for what's coming. And what's coming is terrible. Because again, we're looking at the end of the model. I think I said it last time I was on, that what is happening in America right now happened in the Soviet Union back in 1991. Our country literally overnight went from the Soviet Union, which was a very powerful empire, to, you know, to being dismembered and dismantled. And literally overnight, we went to bed in one country, we woke up in another country. And literally overnight, 25 million people, okay, killed themselves, died of drug overdose, of depression, because the country collapsed, because their money's disappeared 40%. 40% of Russia, that's 350 million people, okay, 40% of that, okay, lost their entire livelihood. Everything that they ever earned, everything that they had in the bank was gone. Now, Pentagon, International Monetary Fund, World Bank are calculating that the same is going to happen in America because now you're coming up to the period where we were at in 1991. We lost 25 million people and 40% lost everything. America 2020, 2021 could easily be another statistic, except not 25 million people, but 50 million people will kill themselves. Because again, you look at the numbers, 135 million on prescription drugs means great part of the United States is in very dire medical, physical and mental condition. We're not even talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. We're not even talking about stress of living in a society where you're indebted up to your eyeballs. We're not even talking about the fact that great part of the United States is at war with itself. And any organism, Daniel, that's at war with itself is destined to die. And this is what America is facing right now. So they're predicting not 25% people will die, but 50 million Americans will die. These are dire numbers. We are looking again at the end of the model. So if we think we can get back to the way it was before 2008, because I hear and see this a lot from analysts, from politicians, from business leaders, you know, from congressmen, you know, from the economists. You know, this is just another, you know, we're going to have another uptick. It's going to go the way it was before 1987, in 2001 and 2008. It will never, ever, 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 as long as we live, get back to the way it was. Globalization is dead. And it's dead forever. It's not coming back ever again. The first death knell of globalization actually happened in 9/11. Today, what we're seeing is the end. Because globalism is free movement of people, of products, of finances and services. And today, none of it exists. World without borders is dead. So what we had before is never coming back. Not in 2 months, not in 4 months, not ever. Collapse means loss of wealth. It means loss of property, monies, stocks, bonds, livelihood, any kind of investment. This is a systemic collapse. This is not a collapse of one sector of the economy like what we had in 2008. They called the Lehman Brothers collapse, the subprime. This is the entire system is collapsing because we have reached the limits to growth. So there is no coming back. We've only had two other instances, Daniel, in the last 2,000 years that something like this happened. First time, between the 4th and the 6th centuries, when the old Roman Empire collapsed and feudalism came about. And the second time, between the 16th and the 17th century, when feudalism was replaced by capitalism. This is the end of the model. As of now, governments all over the planet are taking control of the economies and of corporations. I don't care how you look at this, but there is a term for it, socialism. You don't like it, I'll give you another one, national socialism. Now, why is there a limit to capitalism? Because capitalism is finite and needs perpetual expansion. And in a capitalist world, the cost of innovation is included in the cost of the product. In other words, today's consumer has to pay now for some new innovation, some new iPhone version 13, some new Samsung version 15, etc., that are going to invent and sell to you in the future. And so for this reason, capitalism needs expansion of the markets. And because we have reached limit to the expansion, there's nowhere else to expand on the planet Earth. Because I repeat, in 1991, the Western capitalist world was able to survive until 2008 because the Soviet system collapsed and they just took over their economies and they took over their market share. But now, not now, in 2006, 2007, the capitalist West reached the same limit as the Soviet Union had in the 1980s. This doesn't mean that the world is going to end. It just means that something else is going to be invented, something that at this point hasn't been invented. So there's a lot of stuff we need to consider and look at during the webinar. Again, for the first time, half of the U.S. population is not working, but this is nothing, because the problem when you're going from the fifth techno-paradigm, meaning post-industrial world, to sixth, which is trans-industrial world of robotics, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, et cetera, et cetera, it's a world where is dominated by robots and artificial intelligence, which means that the global elite has a problem. They don't know what to do with 90% of the global population. 7 billion out of 8 billion people will not have a job. Look what the elite have done. You remember Bernie Sanders in the elections? He was talking about, you know, minimum wage, $15 per hour. Look how they flipped the script. With coronavirus, people are begging for a job, any job. And this is, again, what we're seeing right now, not only in the United States, but in the United States, in Russia, in China, in Europe, in South America, is the fight to the death between people behind Donald Trump, which is the alternative model, our global parasitical liberalism. We have to win. We have no choice. And because the liberal banking financier parasitical, this neoliberal model is dead, they understand it. If they let Trump win, it means that Trump will go after the big fish, the Soroses, the Rockefellers, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bill Gates and company, and they understand that their only chance is to try to win the elections any way possible, meaning canceling the elections, meaning making it only via, you know, internet voting, et cetera, because they know if Trump wins, and he will win, all these people are as good as dead. You know, physically, metaphorically, they're going to go to prison, they're going to be eliminated, whatever. But they understand this. So the point is, they have flipped the script. They have caused, because again, how can the elite in a safe situation we're in, where we have a $2.5, $3, or $4 quadrillion global debt, that's 2.5 plus 15 zeros. How can they possibly get rid of this? They can't. So their only solution is some kind of a force majeure, which would be what? For example, global thermonuclear war. Because a war, not a little piddly local war, but a global thermonuclear war would eliminate debts and responsibilities, would write them off via this thing called force majeure. And they tried by killing Soleimani in Iran on the 3rd of January. But they couldn't get the thermonuclear war because no country wanted part of it. And so they created Plan B, which is coronavirus. And they're dismantling countries using coronavirus because the fact that they've shut down every country, except for the United States, because Trump is no fool. Okay, they shut down every country. They shut down every economy. They've destroyed, in the name of fighting coronavirus, which is, again, if you look at the number of deaths and the percentages of people who die as a result of coronavirus, it doesn't qualify by any stretch of the imagination to be a pandemic. But they called it that. So people like Fauci in the United States, people like the World Health Organization, and all these organizations linked to International Monetary Fund, linked to the deep state, they're the enemies of humanity. And we have to do everything in our power to destroy them. And in this webinar, we're going to be looking at strategies and solutions because, again, if 90% of the population is unemployed, if 60% of Americans only have between 2 and 3 weeks of savings in the bank, if they're up to their eyeballs in debt, how can people survive the coming collapse? Because what we're seeing today is not a collapse. It's only a preamble. The real collapse starts in September, and when that happens, just imagine you're in an airplane, and you're going through like turbulence. Well, in September, you're going to have this turbulence that, you know, you can think of as
the engines are going to be on fire. One of the engines will be on fire on the plane.
Well, both engines are going to be on fire, and they're going to try to land it anywhere. And that's what we need to see. When the collapse starts, we have to be ready. We need a roadmap. We need a plan. Because a lot of people will die. And not only metaphorically, I repeat, if the International Monetary Fund predicts that 50 million Americans will die as a result, 50 million Americans. This is double what Soviet Union lost in World War II fighting Nazi Germany.
Let me interject.
50 million Americans.
Okay, let me interject.
Think
what
of
you
that
just
number.
Yes, what you just said. I'm sitting here, you know, I'm neck deep in this information. I do this all day. I've grown up in America. I red, white, and blue, you know, from my grandfather to the tip of my toes to my head. I have it, even me, myself, I have a normalcy bias. I know my audience, I'm sure a great many of them have the same type of normalcy bias. We have heard for years about collapse, about this, about that. This is the reason why I personally wanted to do this webinar and have you come to our audience, because I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind of the reality. It's like, I believe it's real, but is it really, you know, it's like I have a bias towards it where I can't quite put my mind around it. And that's going
to, Daniel, all people need to do is look to their left and look to their right. They've basically, you know, put in home prisons 6 billion people in a matter of weeks. The entire world has been in prison. It's a prison planet. Second of all, 30 million Americans have lost their jobs in the last 6 or 7 weeks. 30 or 33 million
Stunning.
People.
Stunning.
Which means that the economy is going to collapse because the people who used to spend money on entertainment, on going to the mall, on buying a car and going on holidays, they're going to be deciding whether to eat or not to eat, which means large sectors of the economy will be destroyed, which is why, again, small businesses are saying that 52% of them will not last 6 months. Not 52% of them, 90% of them will disappear. It's a domino effect. You cannot print your way out of this unless you're going to print, what, $2-3 trillion every couple of months? It doesn't make a difference. It is a global systemic crisis. And the world that we're going to see over the next year will not look anything like what we've ever seen in their entire lives. And I repeat, there is not one person on the planet Earth who is alive today who has seen any of this, because the last time this happened was between the 16th and the 17th century. So unless we have some Dracula living somewhere amongst us, okay, who's been around for 300 plus years,
well, that's debatable.
I guarantee you this is something none of us have ever seen. This isn't the Great Depression. This is twice as bad as the Great Depression.
And ladies and gentlemen,
it's going to be global collapse.
At thepowerhour.com, you can go to thepowerhour.com. You can see the banner for Daniel. You can click on there, and we have certain limited number of seating. You can place your order. If for some reason you don't have a computer, you can still register and listen by phone on a Zoom meeting. So you can either, you can listen to Daniel live, you can see him live, you can ask questions, or you can listen by phone. You can do either one. And this is going to be a private conversation where he's going to use his expertise to guide you and help steer you and help you understand and make sense.
There's certain things we can't say. We just can't say them. People have to understand, you can't, that diplomacy is not for public consumption. Okay?
No.
The public diplomacy is a cover story for the real diplomacy. And the things we're going to be talking about is something we can't say in polite company.
This is very important, me personally, for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a $20 charge. This stuff, putting this stuff on, doing this, Daniel's time, it's not free. This is, that's nothing. $20 is nothing what you're getting back in value. I want you to be there. I think you need to be there, and I think you're going to get value out of this, and you're going to hear things that you probably can't hear anywhere else. I don't know where else you can hear them. Daniel Estlin, conceptual genius, friend.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamol.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.